It's always changing, never the same, from one day to the next, from one year to the next, and dramatically so if you look back over the decades. The Wadden Sea is one of the most dynamic landscapes in Denmark. That's according to Thomas Jensen from the Danish Wadden Sea Centre.
It's a landscape consisting of sand and very fine particles, and then we have 1 billion cubic meters of water entering forth and back four times a day in the Danish Wadden Sea area. We have four larger tidal channels coming in from the North Sea. So this is a highly dynamic area. Sand and sediments are eroded and deposited in different areas all the time. And on top of that, we have the storm tides. So once in a while, especially in the winter, we have very large storms pushing extra water into the tidal flats in the Wadden Sea and really forming the landscape. So you can say in 100 years or even in 5 years, you can have dramatic changes in the area here.
And what sort of impact has the building of the dikes around here had?
Well, it's shortcutted some of the natural dynamics because now the salt water is not entering the marsh anymore and the depositing of materials is also ended by the building of the dikes. And on the other side of the dikes, on the front, on the foreland areas, it affected some of the tidal flats because we created more sheltered areas that now will become a sink for very fine sediment particles, making the bottom very soft some places.
And what about farmers? How have they affected this area?
To begin with, farming in this area was only grazing because we did not have the technology to cultivate the land. It is very heavy soil, like clay. So it was grazing, more or less. But in the last 50 years, it has been possible to grow crops in the marshland areas also, and we have done so for many years. Now there's a tendency that grazing is becoming increasingly popular again, especially for producing of lamb meat and for oxes.
And how's that affected the local wildlife?
Well, it's beneficial for the wildlife in the sense that cultivated fields with, for instance, corn or barley is not very valuable for the bird lives in this area. Whereas grassland areas, some of them intensively grazed, some of them extensively grazed, that's very important. That mosaic of different breeding habitats is very important for the birds using this area for breeding.
So what sort of management of the land is required in order to keep it okay for wildlife?
Well, it's important that some of the areas are kept free of too many fertilizers. It is important that grazing is assured. It would be a terrible situation if the farmers left the areas, because then we would have to pay farmers to come back and actually have the areas grazed. We could not live with the marshland areas not being grazed, because then natural succession will take place and it will grow into long grass and reed, and finally it will become small trees and so on.
Is there any conflict between the wildlife that's here and the farmers?
Conflicts, maybe you could say that, but then again, it's a positive conflict we are beginning to experience now, because now some of the populations of geese is growing so much that they actually are beginning to use some of the agricultural fields. And this year we have had, for the first time in the 10 years I've been here, we have had problems on one of the islands, because in the spring migration period there were about 40,000 geese gathered on a small island and they were eating all the grass. So the farmers had problems getting their sheep on the grass in the spring. So we were beginning to have these, you could say, positive problems, because the management now is meaning that the populations of geese is becoming so big.
And how do you see the future developing around this area?
Well, I think it will do quite well, because there's a lot of focus to the area, and there's also by politicians, they agree that this area is very valuable and we have international obligations to protect the wildlife in this areas. And also now it seems that it will be possible to have some of the traditional ways of using the landscape, for instance for grazing and producing of meat, is actually becoming possible again. You can have a good economy in producing meat, which for some years ago was not so profitable.
And what sort of protection does the area have?
Well, it's a habitat area, it's a EU bird directive area, so it is actually very well protected. In these years we have a discussion whether we should make this Wadden Sea area and Denmark a national park, which they have already done in Germany. But in terms of protection, it will probably not mean so much. It will more be a signal to the world outside that, wow, here's a very interesting area that may be worth paying a visit.
That's Thomas Jensen from the Danish Wadden Sea Centre.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.